Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown to Rushville. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine, with care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Rush County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Are you really okay with me?
Are you okay?
Everything's gonna be okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm pretty f***ing far from okay.
Whoa! Are you okay with this? On the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Oh, yeah!
A mom in California is going viral after she accidentally sent out an e-vite for her kid's first birthday party to hundreds of contacts in her phone. That's not even the worst of it. That would include how they are named in her phone, like sometimes you meet people, you get their name, but you don't know what their last name is. So, like, for example,
I've got someone in my phone named Big Boob Molly.
There's Big Boob Molly. Jess hit her car in the parking lot. One of her contacts was Derek Iroll. They all got this e-vite. Go ahead.
I just made an e-vite for my daughter's first birthday party. And on e-vite, it says import contacts. And I thought it meant import to select through. No, it imported all 487 of my contacts and invited them to this birthday party. Not only did it invite my boss, all of my coworkers, all of the people that have ever been stored in my phone, but it sent an invitation based off of how they're stored in my phone. And I want you to just take a second and think about everyone stored in your phone and how they're stored in your phone. Derek Iroll, he received an invitation. Jess hit her car in parking lot. I have to quit or get into it.
That woman was the most annoying woman on the face of this planet. Are you okay with this?
No, I'm not. Like, this is such an old person, mom kind of thing to do. But man, I was looking at the contacts in my phone. Again, I'm friends with someone named Big Boob Molly, but she knows that I call her that. Yeah. It's not like it's some sort of secret. And she's only got like 400 contacts in her phone. I've got 1,185.
How can you tell? I don't even know how I can tell.
Go to the contacts and then just kind of keep going until you run into lists and it will show all contacts. And I'm sitting at 1,185. So this is kind of a power move for somebody that's not real tech savvy, sending out the wrong, you know, e-vites the wrong way. Not really okay with this because you're right. She is kind of annoying.
I've got somebody in my phone named Bagel, and that's it. It just says Bagel. I think I know who that is. That might be Bagel Boy from back in the day.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to just list. I've got a crap load of contacts, too, and I have no idea who half these people are. Just a guy named DeFrench. It's just, that's all it says.
De French? Is there another guy in there? De Italian? De German?
Nope.
This is riveting radio right now, watching Nigel take forever to go through his phone.
Yeah, all right.
You're like the old woman trying to invite people to the party. Let's go.
Chicago Cubs relief pitcher Luke Little was forced to change gloves on the mound during the Cubs 4-3 victory over the Astros last night, Hammer, because of the white that was on his American flag patch on his back glove, on his black glove. Are you okay with this?
Unfortunately, yes. Now, what happened was Luke Little's a reliever, and he gets called into the game. His glove is black, but on one side, he's got a Chicago Cubs logo. On the other side, he's got the American flag. Well, the American flag has white on it. Right? There are white stripes, there are white stars. As a pitcher, you're not allowed to have anything white on your glove because the hitters, they lock into what's coming out of your hand. And it could be, you know, a distraction. They think it might be the ball, blah, blah, blah. You can wear a white uniform, but you can't have anything white on your baseball glove. He had an American flag. The umpires said, you're going to have to remove it.
So it wasn't turning into something like, oh, this is anti-American. They didn't want him to have a flag on his glove.
I think some people want it to be that.
Yeah.
Like I saw a headline from Fox News earlier, and I think even Breitbart. But the real reality is, if you know baseball, pitchers are not allowed to have anything white on their gloves. Now, what I do love, what I'm totally okay with, is after the game, Luke Little went on Twitter and he posted that GIF of Hulk Hogan playing that star-spangled bannered guitar with the American flag in the background. And he wrote, proud to be an American.
Love that GIF.
American flag emoji, go Cubs go. So I love Luke Little. He loves America. He throws in the upper 90s. I'm okay with that.
Got time for one more here. Kanye West has announced Yeezy porn.
Ew.
Amid reports of an adult film company, West has reportedly been in talks with Stormy Daniels, ex-husband, to head the adult entertainment venture. Are you okay with this?
No. Now, I don't believe Kanye is looking to star in these adult films. Sweet mother of all that's pure, I hope not. But it wasn't that long ago that he had some wild interview where he said there was too much porn out there. Too much porn. And now he wants to own a porn company. He wants to compete against all the popular adult film sites. And he's reaching out to the ex-husband of Stormy Daniels to help him here. Kanye's an odd duck.
He's a weirdo.
He is a weird, weird dude. And the mere thought of him appearing in an adult film makes me want to throw up in my mouth. And for that very reason, I'm not okay with it.